Well, next in tonight's concert from Symphony Hall in Birmingham, one of Bach's four orchestral suites, which continue in French mode, as William Christie explained to me earlier.
We're looking out for, essentially, what kept Europe together culturally, which was music as well as art. Bach, as all of his contemporaries, didn't have the same sense of frontiers or boundaries or national styles, identity in terms of nationalities, what have you. He was German, he spoke German, but he also spoke fluent Latin. He could write in French, and he could converse in Italian. And more than that, he found himself at different moments of his life with French musicians who had, in a sense, fewer problems of crossing a frontier than perhaps today. He found himself with French scores that had found themselves, when he was young. He dealt essentially with cosmopolitan people. He knew Handel, but didn't know him personally. But he certainly understood that Handel was a person who he admired, because Handel was a great traveler. And this was while he was himself, Bach, was transcribing Marcello and Italian-style music, So I think that's what we want to have, that kind of sense when we're listening to this music, this program tonight, that essentially it's cosmopolitan. Bach, who in this case knew an awful lot about French style and knew an awful lot about just how French musicians played their music.
So it's a shared musical language.
Very much so, yes. Which raises that sort of idea which today, because we are more nationalistic, can one play Purcell in a French style? Or can one play Bach using French-isms? And of course, I believe, if one doesn't do that, one's sort of missing the boat.
William Christie. Well, Bach's orchestral suites arguably play something of a Cinderella role to the Brandenburg Concertos, and although they're some of Bach's most festive works, they remain an incomplete set. Normally, suites like this were published in sets of six, a number that was considered a sign of perfection in the 17th and 18th centuries, so it's quite possible that there are two missing. It's thought they may have fallen victim to an almighty bungling of Bach's estate by his sons, so we can only imagine what else might have been lost. After all, this kind of suite was incredibly fashionable at the time, and Bach's contemporary Telemann wrote a grand total of 135 of them. We're going to hear two of these orchestral suites tonight, and we start with number 4 in D major, which is probably the least well-known of the set. In fact, before Sir Henry Wood introduced it at the Proms in 1906, it was largely invisible. As William Christie told me this afternoon, a lot of Bach's music was unheard of until the likes of Mendelssohn began to transcribe it in the 19th century. William Christie coming onto the stage now to conduct the Orchestra of the Age of Enlightenment as they perform Bach's suite number 4 in D major.